Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Stan Bogus.
After all that little fun stuff, we're going to just jump right on into things. And Dr. Stan, I'm pretty confident that most people on the line or listening to the recording are familiar with your story, as you and Elaine Matthews had a delightful conversation a few weeks ago. But just for the record, so it's on with this, because I think there's going to be a few more folks that'll grab hold of this, and I want to encourage everybody listening live, if you've got a question for a doctor, or maybe it's regarding the new Kinko Ground, and you're going, I wonder how a doctor would explain this product, or, you know, that kind of thing, get that question ready to go, all right? And because I've got a boatload of questions that I could ask, but, you know, I don't want to do that. I want to let you, the guests that are on Saturday AM Live right now, I want you guys to ask questions. So, Dr. Sands, but take us back. It's been about, 22 years for you that you were in the book?
Yeah, about 23. I was just trying to figure it out. 1993, so whatever that is, you guys do the math.
Okay. It's 25, actually.
25 years, yep.
And if I encountered you, let's say we're at a podiatrist convention or something, and I'm a colleague, and we were having drinks or whatever the case may be, and I walk up to you and say, hey, Stan, I heard through the grapevine that you're involved with a magnet company. How would you, in 30 to 60 seconds, tell me what that's all about?
You bet I am. How would you like to find out more about it? Do you have any time that we could spend that I could tell you all about it and see where you're coming from? The products, really, I got involved with the products, and they've helped me out a great deal, and I'd like to share that with you if you're interested. Let's have another drink.
I hope people caught the way you just said that, because it's not often that people ask us what it is that we do outside of our normal, we would love to have that lead-in. I sat with two different people on two different flights 2 weekends ago, and neither one of them, neither the couple or the individual, asked me what I did, and I'm just going, anytime now, I asked them. But they didn't reciprocate. But I like the way you responded when you said, you bet I am. Because the excitement and the passion for what we have with Ekin comes through loud and clear. I want to open up the line, because you shared a lot of stuff a few weeks ago. And it raised a lot of questions in my mind. But I want to have our audience hit star 6, obviously not all at the same time. And I don't know if we want to start on the East Coast and work our way west. But if you've got a question, by the way, Dr. Stan Bogus is a podiatrist. And that's a foot doctor. So we got some questions coming. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No questions. There are no questions.
This is Carol from Richmond. Business greetings, everyone. I would like to know how we can explain the use of both the ground system, the grounding pad, along with our existing magnetic products. Some people say, well, it sounds like it's doing the same thing. Why can't I get this over that?
That is an excellent, excellent question. That's a fun one to tackle right out there. I've asked myself and others the same thing. How do when you add something like the Kinko Ground to what we already have,
well,
how would
you
would answer that?
And well,
again,
Beth,
if you,
I
let me... Before you answer that, Stan, let me do this real quick. After Carol, excellent question, and folks, just as a little housekeeping thing to keep the sanity somewhat sane, after you ask your question, just hit star 6 again and mute your line out, because any bit of background noise
Yeah.
It comes through loud and clear. So go ahead, Stan.
Okay, well, hey, you know, that's an excellent question. You know, after we talked yesterday, you and I, and I had this morning when I told you I was getting up about 4 o'clock since I started using the product, and you know, I was not noticing any benefit. As I told you, I felt a little jittery the first 2 days, this morning when I woke up, it sort of hit me. I said, but you know, what I'm doing is we're using our products. I mean, I'm sleeping on a pad. I have a pillow. I have my Nikan socks on. I have my Longchamps on. And I have 3 neck chains for guys on my neck. I have bracelets on my wrists. And when I get up in the morning, I have a flex pad on my back, and I have magnetic insoles and stripes in my shoes. And those are all the things that are supposedly stopping us from the electromagnetic field. So, that's an excellent question, and I really don't have to answer that, except the thing is, I mean, I'm using it. I don't know how it's going to affect me, but supposedly it's going to take all the EMF, all the junk that's gone through my body throughout the whole day, supposedly taking care of that. But I'm wearing the insoles, I'm protecting myself from all these other things during the day. I think the best way to promote that would be, you know, when I thought about this dance last night, when I, you know, it sort of puzzled me a bit, and I thought, well, there was a video on YouTube, I think, not too long ago, about the little baby girl that was not, I think she was having, you know, some problems with seizures or something, and they put her on the ground there, and the kid got, she stopped having her seizures, and I thought about that. I said, well, was that kid in the environment before that? So if people are not in that kind of environment, we might be getting a benefit from it. Maybe we are, maybe we're not, because we're protecting ourselves. I don't know how many, my home is a wellness home. I mean, I get up in the middle of the night, I drink Pi-Mag water, it's in my bathroom. You know, I take a Pi-Mag shower, and that's basically, that's how surrounded I am. And I don't know how many people, NECAM people, have wellness homes like that to get the benefit. You know, I don't mean to be, to get the benefit of having that product all day, you know. And when I go to the office, I have my chair is a weekend chair, is a chair pad on my office chair, you know. And so I'm surrounded. I have, in every one of my treatment rooms, I have air purifiers. So even still, I'm surrounding myself in my work environment with those products. So that's a good question, and I watched some of the videos, and the doctor the other day talked about EMF, and the only contraindication with that, with the pad, is people with blood thinners. Well, you know, we've seen documentation when we put a Max Dip in our shoe, how it affects the coloration of the foot from cold to red. So, you know, I think we probably have another product that's supplemental to what we're doing. And I hope that answers the question. Maybe I brought more puzzle to it. I don't know.
Well, you know, Dan, I love your perspective, because what you just did, without saying it, you took, with your background, now let's just state your credentials as a, you know, medical doctor, gone through, all this of that, you know, certification, all that. And I love what I'm reading. I love what I'm seeing on YouTube and these videos from people. You just start searching, you find all this other stuff. But Carol asked an excellent question in that, how are we going to see? Because I'm in my head, I'm doing the math. You've got like 20,000 gallons of product, you know, which just on your body alone. I was like, oh goodness, that one is this much, that one is this much. So how are we really going to see any more, any significant change? The answer is absolutely a resounding yes. capital letters, explanation, I mean, just across the board. Because, and here's the big reason why, and if you've been on any conference calls, and I apologize up front for taking over because I know this is supposed to be a Q&A with the, you know, the medical doctor, that he gave Carol his answer in what he's experiencing. What we're hearing, and again, if you haven't been on any of these other calls or been reading or pick up a copy of the book, Earthing, it's just loaded with stories. Now, again, those stories are people who are not using Nikan Wellness Home products. So they're getting a significant connection with the core of the earth by using devices that are, you know, pounded, that are connecting through their house or through their structure, wherever they're at, to a grounding rod that's minimum six feet. I've never seen a grounding rod on any construction site less than 6 feet long. So you're going 6 foot into the earth's core. You're connected with that groundedness. And, as I was unhooking two electric fences yesterday to avoid from getting shocked, because I need to get to the other side of where, you know, and I won't go into the story. But I'm thinking, you know, I know that I can grab that wire, that electric fence, and I can jump up in the air. And as long as I'm not grounded, I can't get electrocuted. But your timing has to be just right. And unfortunately, my faith isn't that strong. I can't levitate. Here's my point. Anytime we add something like the Kinko ground, especially the way it's designed, and I want to encourage people, do your homework on this one. Nikan did the homework. They did the research and development. And they really, really have got the good stuff inside this. And if you just go on Amazon and start reading about some of the other products that are out there, they're just junk. Okay, let me just say straight up, they're just junk. And they're not made with the caliber and the quality. So we're going to see an increase in benefits from a variety of different things. We may not feel it at first. We may not. But you start adding things like this. And going back to 1975 with the introduction or the inception of the MagSafe, how Nikan got started, that was their best attempt to give us something mobile to get grounded. But this is way, way, way better. And it's not I haven't had a chance, you know, as soon as this call is done, Dr. Stan, you just gave me a brilliant idea, so thank you very much. I am going to go energy test our 8-year-old, because the kid is solid muscle from doing gymnastics twice a week, and I'm going to energy test her on and off. She's been sleeping on the grounding pad for over a week now, on her pillow, face, you know, face, hands, arms, everything touching it. And I'm going to see the difference it makes in her strength. And then I'm going to test my other two daughters when they decide. You know, they're 20 and 17, so they're going to sleep in because it's Christmas break. But anyways, sorry, Carol. I don't know. Hopefully that helps answer your question. But I know there's others, and let's keep the ball rolling.
Let me say one thing. You know, when I lay on that thing, I could feel the heat coming from it. And I don't know. I mean, that's a good thing. But, go ahead for the next question. Sorry.
And again, *6 on your phone line.
A-band. There's also the synergistic effect of it, correct?
Yes. Thank you,
right.
Nancy.
Yeah.
We should have we should do the Q&A with Nancy.
okay, I'll hang up.
All right, sorry, Nancy. There's another voice there, and I didn't get enough.
No, it's Paul Gambioff, man.
Hey, there we go. Good morning, Paul.
Oh, good morning. I'll just say something. You don't have to be able to perceive something for it to be having a huge effect. So, for example, I have everybody's iPhone has a light sensor, and if you, an app for that. So if you turn on that app, the phone will start beeping like crazy, and it'll increase its frequency as the intensity of the light increases. But I don't see any of that or feel it, it to me it's not there. But the phone is telling me loud and clear, there's lots of light here, or no, there isn't really. And when it's really dark, the phone is silent. So, but I, so that is a huge lesson for me, that there can be energy and you're not aware of it. So the Kenko ground can be doing that.
There we go. Okay. So, Paul, you broke up on us there for about the last 25 seconds. I mean, really, really bad. But I think the gist of what you're saying is the perception.
You don't have to feel it. It can still be there. The light sensor is beeping away, and I don't feel it, but I mean, I feel sun, but that's not like a light bulb. You don't feel a light bulb. You just see it if you can see it. But it's still very much there.
You can feel a light bulb.
Oh, right up close, but not when you're the room, you know.
And if you've never felt the electric transfer of a light bulb, unscrew it. Put your finger in that socket.
That's like what Dennis Williams, he says, you don't think it works yet. Put your finger in a socket, lick it, and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you lick it so you get good contact first.
Yeah, you can lick all right.
I feel the heat, too, and my foot that I had hurt in November, I sleep with it, my foot on it, and it feels better in the morning. Always feels better. So, no, it's great. And it's I think it's a great little, it's so easy to loan. It's so small, it's not expensive, and it's a great, it's different energy, but boy, somebody gets turned on to a tiny little quilt like the Kenko ground, then they'll be much more open to the sleep system, of course, which is a big quilt.
Excellent. More questions? Thank you, Paul.
Vance, can you say what makes Mikan so much better in terms of what the construction, what's been put into it? That you've discovered?
I'm going to let Stan answer that question.
Pardon?
Stan, do you want to tackle that question? I mean, I can, but I'd love to get your take.
I'll learn from you. I think it's the quality of the product and the silver. I think there's a better grade of silver thread through the product.
Yes. When our daughter is learning how to count coins, and this has been an ongoing thing, our youngest, I got to explain to her, because she did a little reading assignment about the penny. And one of the historical facts about the penny is it's the least denomination in our coin system, in our money system, our monetary system. But why is that? Well, copper is not nearly as expensive as silver. Okay, so what's the takeaway? What's my point? My point is, that's what's in Mikan's Kenko ground. And if you look at some of the other products available, they don't even have any silver in them. They have tiny fibers, metallic fibers. They're not silver. I don't even know if they're copper. So that's the answer to your question. That's straightforward. That is the biggest difference right there. And just the quality of construction. And by the way, Stan, you said something to me yesterday about it coming unhooked or unsnapped, the connector to the blanket. That, you may have to use some duct tape or some scotch tape. I'm thinking, as I noticed mine last night, has come unsnapped as well. I'm like, I'm just going to super glue the thing on there. Why do I need to have it unhooked again?
That's a good idea, if it'll work.
If it'll still work.
But I don't know about the fabric, whether that'll, I mean, that's a good idea.
Just a little bit. I don't know if that will negate the connection, but I'm sure somebody's going to write me an email or a text and say, no, Vance, you can't do that because. Okay, all right, well, then I won't do it until somebody, writes me and tells me not to do it. But,
I found out by not putting it by my feet, which did disconnect it one night, and turning it around the other way so that the plug is more towards my head. It didn't seem to unplug as much. I don't know why they didn't put it on the bottom instead of the top.
Yeah, good question. That could very well be a modification that'll come, just like we've seen the waterfall modified 4 times now. Different components of it. 4 different things have been modified since its inception, 5, 6 years ago?
Try turning it around, though.
And folks, this is good that this is all, we're kind of seem to be focusing just on the Kinko ground, because I was on the phone late last night with Dr. Mary Van Hoy, and she was sharing with me some of the ways that she's been using it and, you know, on the sleeping with it. And I don't know if Mary's on the line right now or not. It doesn't sound like she is. But she has been sleeping with it, and some of you are going to go, ooh, wow, that's kind of exciting. And I'm just going to tell you what she told me, okay? She has been not wearing a top, okay, to bed, and she's been laying directly on it because she has some neck, chest stuff that she... Well, she's in Seattle half-time. And if you're ever anywhere near Seattle, you'd understand why. It's just cold and damp and depressing there. I don't know why they call it the Emerald City. They should call it something else, you know, like the Coal City, because it's not emeraldy at all. It's very wet, it's very moist, it's very gray all the time. So unless you have a good, you know, barrier like a wellness home, it gets into the head, the chest, all that kind of stuff. So Mary's been, she splits her time between Seattle and Indiana, and so she's been, she says, Vance, I love it. I just absolutely love it. I can just totally feel the difference. And here's a gal who's very aware, I mean acutely aware, of how her body functions. So this is great stuff. Hopefully it's great for everybody. But more questions.
Hey, Vance, this is Tyra in New Jersey. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Tyra.
Okay, I wanted to ask Dr. Bogus about, I've been hearing some comments, testimonies from people about pain relief, but I have a cousin in Maryland who wasn't able to be on the call. He's a consultant, and he's had almost 30 years of back pain. So my question is, how does he start to use it? How often? The duration? Or, you know, how does that work? And then the second question I wanted to know about, patients that have some kind of kidney disorder. Many people I know are on dialysis, and I wanted to ask about how the Kinko ground might help in that situation.
Well, I think my opinion, Kinko ground would help by detoxifying, if I could use that word, that person from all the electromagnetic fields that we're subject to. You know, the fluorescent lights in the hospital rooms or in buildings, that all has a drying effect on us. And I think that would help. Now, I don't have that kind of experience with a Kinko pad, but I've had experience with people with kidney problems or dialysis using the car seat while they were going through the dialysis, putting minis over the kidneys, sipping, maybe, you know, you're not supposed to drink a lot of water, but sipping Primag water, not drinking in a glass, but sips of it. I can tell you, I don't know how many people that I'm aware of, right off the top of my head, 6 who went through dialysis and had good responses to the treatment, weren't as sick afterwards. And I think just using the products, you were talking about the management of discomfort. In my case, when I have a problem, you know, my back issues, I wear a flex pad every day. From the time I get up in the morning till I take it off at night. So it's not going to hurt. You know, and I think that you can't really gauge how much you take an aspirin tablet for some discomfort or a headache it's going to go away after a while, and then when it comes back, you put another one on, but you take another one. But I think that just putting on the magnetic product, it's just going to energize that area throughout the whole day. That's my experience. I hope I answered that question. I mean, do you have another question with that? I can't answer the kinko pad from experience, but I don't have that kind of experience with it yet. But the experience looks like I said. Somebody did their to me was a little joke, I guess. This gal gave her mother-in-law the kinko sheet when she was going through dialysis, and she never got along with her mother-in-law, but she said, she made a comment one time, she said, boy, am I sorry I gave her that sheet. She lived a long time afterwards. She did pass on, but you got that one, Ben, good.
Oh, I got
humor into this comment.
You know, and the other aspect that I think, no, let me put it this way. I know we're going to see, as with any other product, and Stan, I know you'll agree with this 100%, over the years when Nikan introduces a new product, we're still all connected somehow with somebody from the great state of Missouri, the show me state.
Yeah.
And there's just a little bit of skepticism, a little bit of, you know, even the folks that are texting me right now that are saying, oh, man, I know what you guys are talking about. I love it. I'm getting tons of results, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's still a little bit, there's still a little bit of, not cautiousness, that's not the right word, but just a little bit of, I'm not sure, but what have we got to lose? And I know that the way my body works, that on the days when I'm being foolish, especially since Thanksgiving, we're seeing an abundance of not so healthy foods come in to our home. My wife's last teaching day was yesterday. She brought home 3 platefuls of cookies from some of her students. It's a 54% ethnic diversity school, so there's stuff from all over the world in these plates of cookies, and I'm going, oh my goodness, I've got to try them all. Matter of fact, I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee. I'm going to try them all tonight. Not a really good, wise decision on my part, but the beautiful thing is by adding more products, increasing my water consumption this morning and then last night, I can instantly rebound. With the kinko ground, I think the key is the inflammation. If we can help that process out of the body faster, whether it's kidney dialysis, whether it's chemotherapy, whether it's just being foolish and consuming too much sugar, whatever it is, we can pass it out of the body faster. And we can do it nutritionally with the cleanse and detox too, but externally to get that bad stuff out. And some of the other stuff, I ate at a diner yesterday. And I made the comment to our 17-year-old afterwards. I said, you know, all these diners are the same. They use all the same cheap oil. And an hour, if it takes that long later, my insides are going, what were you thinking? And that's where I wish I would have had my Kinko ground with me. And unfortunately, I didn't get to use it until much later in the evening because I had a bunch of other errands to do. So, but excellent question.
Well, you know, Brad, what you did say, the inflammation thing, and that's true. That brings back on the call the other day with the doctor that Suzanne had. That was his primary point. It was the inflammation, and it's caused by just about anything that you put into your system or put on it. So that's what you just said was inflammatory process that's going on. The ground is going to take care of that.
I read a great article from a pharmacist that was talking about the use of different lotions and all the toxins that are in lotions that we put on our hands or our skin. And I'm going, this is so true. And I'm thinking, why don't we just use regular coconut oil? I mean, it's completely organic. You buy a big tub of it from Costco or Sam's Club. I could have priced it for you yesterday. I was just there amongst thousands upon thousands of other Christmas shoppers. Boy, that was fun. But yeah, with all this stuff, and we can get it out the body. We got time for one more. Another question.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Bogus, what I would like to hear is just some basic wellness for the feet that we can give to our customers as well as using the products.
Basic wellness for the feet? Well, I mean, you can start with the product, start with the max steps or the insoles, whatever one you wanted to use. The socks are going to help, you know, help whatever kind of problem they might be having. Also, CM cream is good for people, especially with diabetics, to massage that in for their, you know, a lot of people that have that numbness that goes into their feet associated with diabetes. That a lot of patients say that that gives them some relief. You know, basically, I mean, just any of the products, I mean, but for the feet would be the max steps and the socks and the cream.
No, I would add the
kinko. Along with whatever else you want to use.
And I would add the kinko ground. And if you really want to, well, I'm just
saying. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, absolutely.
Something that I haven't done and I should have been doing all along is after we shower, you know, and we've gotten all the toxicity off of the skin because we're using a Pymag shower head, is after we towel off, rub some of the CM cream into the soles of your feet and then put our feet directly onto the kinko ground.
I would add the duct tape.
Oh, there you go. And just, you know, tape your feet to the kinko ground so you can walk around the house.
You better use it as a slide. You don't want to walk with it. It's going to interfere with your gait pattern.
One for each foot in a long extension cord.
Is it okay to plug it into an extension cord, by the way?
Absolutely.
As long as you got the three prongs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You make the cord as grounded.
Yeah, because, you know, you think, oh, wait a second, you're transferring the negative energy, the negative EMFs from the, you know, not the positive and latent, but the two hot, the white and the black, if you know anything about wiring. But no, because that's already in your wall anyway. It's already in the construction of the home. You know, if you want to have some fun with it and ruin an extension cord, just bust off the two, you know, straight tabs, and just connect the grounding cord to the wall, and then that whole section will be, you know, electricity free. It's still not going to be, but yes, absolutely. And there are some homes, every week now it seems like I'm talking to people who have older homes, and they're discovering that not all of their outlets are grounded because they went to Walmart or they went to Harbor Freight or Lowe's, Home Depot, and they picked up the little ground tester. And that's going to be, but you're something in that home is grounded. Trust me. I've been in homes where they're old. We're talking 20s and 30s, and they grounded electricity to the cast iron pipes. So something is grounded, and you just have to find that one outlet to use it. But this is such a minor issue, and I don't know why I'm even talking about it, because we find ourselves majoring on the miter. And there's just such a small percentage. You know, it's like the small percentage of people that have reverse polarity. It's so small, we shouldn't even be talking about it. Because the masses, that's not them. And if we tend to focus on just that one or two, and I know we're supposed to leave the 99 sheep to go find the one lost one. But, hey, the masses are the people that, and I could read the statistic, I mean, it just was released yesterday from the Center for Disease Control. Let me see if I can pull it up here right quick. I took a screenshot of it because it was so alarming. Here you go. America is struggling with an obesity epidemic, and a new government report says that the population is only getting heavier. Now, what does that have to do with the Kinko ground and the Nikan product? It has everything to do with it because of the inflammation. If we can get the toxicity out, here's the statistics for men. In 2015 and 16, the average for American men, 197 pounds. For women, it was 170. This is up 8 pounds for men and 7 pounds for women, respectfully, 15 years ago. And it's even worse amongst Black, Mexican-American women and Asian men. The numbers are, or the BMI is increasing. So again, why are we talking about weight bands? Well, Dr. Fan, I know you'll agree. It's all part of inflammation. If we can get the toxins out of the body,
sure.
We get the weight out of the body. We can do that through hydration. We can do that with proper circulation. The list goes on and on and on and on. It's not just, and that's what the whole, this was referenced in 4 different news sources. This is the latest results from the Center for Disease Control, and they're all coming back at the same thing. There's not just one common thing. And when you get a call out of the blue from Roger Drummer, like I did, we chatted about that, but I was astounded. And I know, Stan, there's so much that involves the feet. You know, you were the one that taught me 90,000 nerve endings in each foot.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's like there's a lot of bones. In the foot, that is. Yeah, well, it's been very interesting. An interesting call, Madame. Thank you for having me on. I don't know how much benefit I was able to provide. But, anyway.
I think the biggest benefit that you taught me without teaching me, without even saying anything about it, is that you, as a doctor, as a podiatrist, you're human too. And you may not have all the answers, but you've got a lot of common sense that you taught us that we can just say, hey, you know, check it out, see what happens. Because your own experience and how you're using the Kinko ground along with all the other wonderful Nikan solutions is just check it out, see what happens.
That's right. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain as far as your health goes, and you know, and that kind of thing. I mean, I'm just so grateful that I was introduced to Nikan, and you know my story. I wouldn't be here talking to you today if I didn't get involved with the product.
Yes,
it's
that simple. And as a reminder, if you missed Stan's story, the elongated version that we kind of skipped over a few weeks ago, find his picture on SaturdayAMLive.com. You'll see it in the blog. It's just scroll down there. You'll see it there. And good-looking guy, too, by the way, Stan. I have to say, I mean, just very impressed.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm available to anybody if they have any kind of questions or whatever, help on a three-way or whatever. I'm here to...
Do you want to be as bold and give out your cell, or do you have another way that
no,
people can contact you?
My cell is 814-490-8060. 814-490-8060. So call or text.
There you go.
I'll be happy to answer your calls and get back to you.
Yeah, you've got, and I would encourage you, those of you who still don't text yet, you might want to join those of us in the 21st century. It is a wonderful tool to use because sometimes people aren't available. And if you've got a quick question, or you can always email. And if you miss that phone number, let me know. Pop me a text, pop me an email, and I'll get it.
Well,
to you.
Here, you want my email address? My email address is drstan. Drstan at dr, my last name, bogusz. That's it.
And I need to apologize because I didn't realize there was a Z in your last name. I really, really apologize for that. And here
well,
I was going off.
Yeah,
here I was going off on the Toyota dealership service rep last night when she sent me a confirmation email and called me Vance, with the B as in boy, instead of Vance. And I thought, wow, that's, I don't know how we got that. It's in the records. Anyways, yeah, folks, it's Dr. Stan at Dr. Bogus, BOGUSZ.com. And SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and most everybody should know that by now. And then one last thing I want to mention before we let Dr. Stan go is that Herb Rapp will be with us next Saturday, the final call of 2018, Decisions That Determine Our Destiny. That's the topic, and it's going to be a very, very fast-paced, lively conversation, and I would encourage you to have note paper and pen in front of you, because Herb is a walking, living legend of what the Nikan Wellness Home Products can do for somebody. And, regardless of your age, but this guy raises the bar. He just absolutely is the epitome of wellness, and he's 20 plus years ahead of me, and he's one of my idols, literally. I know we're not supposed to have idols, but Herb is one to me, and it's like, I want to be like him when I grow up. Anyways, that's it for today. I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, and I had an epiphany this morning as I was listening to a song in that the soil in Bethlehem sprouted the tree that became the sequoia on Calvary.
Oh, wow.
That was my epiphany this morning. I thought, that is it. The sequoia used to be in the state of Oregon the tallest tree we had until a few years ago. We had a really freak storm, and it knocked it over. This thing was ginormous, like 15 feet, 20 feet in diameter, and just ginormous. But tallest tree that we used to have in Sequoia, or in Oregon, was the sequoia tree. So out of Bethlehem soil came the sequoia that became Calvary. So it was really interesting to think about that, how our whole entire calendar, our calendar in the United States and pretty much the rest of the world, starts, rises, and falls. It starts, 2018 years ago because of this holiday. So wish everybody a wonderful, truly wonderful Christmas, and I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday on our last call in 2018. So thanks again to Dr. Stan Bogus for being with us and for answering so many questions and maybe opening up a lot more. Who knows?
Yep. And, well, thank you, Van, and Merry Christmas to everyone on the line, and we'll see you on the Nikan Highway.
Absolutely. Thanks.